Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live during the liturgy at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. This homily is from the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2017.
In the gospel that we just heard, we have this beautiful invitation from the Lord who looks at us and knows the burdens and the heaviness of life, the exhaustion, the weariness that we can often experience. And he says to us today, come to me, all you who labor, who are burdened with life, come to me and let me give you rest. Let me take that heavy burden off of you. Let me put on you my own light yoke. He's speaking out of that great place of peace that he has because he knows the Father's care for him. He knows the Father's love. And it's completely open to it. He doesn't try to do anything apart from the Father, but constantly is allowing the Father's strength and love and help to come in. And he wants us, each of us, to be able to experience that as well. So if you heard these words and you're thinking, Lord, I want that. I want that peace, that rest that you alone can give. If your heart is responding to that, that's a good thing because we were made for this. In fact, so deep is our need for this kind of rest that the Lord has built it into our very being, into creation itself. Remember the account of creation in the book of Genesis, that after 6 days of creating everything around us and we, humanity as well, we're told that on the seventh day, the Lord rested. And then as he called us to himself over time, he let us know that day of rest, that wasn't for me because I was tired. It's for you. The Sabbath is my gift to you. And so built into our very being is the need to have that kind of rest that the Lord talks about in the gospel that he invites us to have with him. And so if you've ever thought, like, I really want that, but I think that maybe it's just impossible, it's not. But the Lord makes the promise here, and he wants each of us to be able to experience it. Sometimes we let, in the midst of life, we can let everything end up riding on that one, what we hope for is going to be great summer vacation. Or we can think to ourselves, if I just get through this next thing, then I'll finally be able to be at peace. I know I caught myself doing that when we were moving through Lent, which is always a busy season in the church, and from Lent right into the Easter season. And here Easter was not only normally busy as it is, but you throw in the weddings, First Communions, and then our really nice big push up to Pentecost. I found myself saying, if I just get to Pentecost, then things will quiet down. Only they didn't. We had about 3 weeks with multiple difficult funerals in those weeks, and it was really only last week that things finally lightened up a bit. But the Lord doesn't want that for us. I mean, he doesn't want us to have everything riding on just that one vacation that we really hope will be good, but all of us have had experiences of vacations that weren't good, or times when we thought that life would lighten up a bit, but it didn't. Rather, the Lord wants us to experience this promise fulfilled much more in just the normal kind of pattern and flow of daily life, that even right in the midst of the stuff that we're having to deal with in life and go through and do, right in that we would be able to experience this profound peace, this rest. And again, woven into even our daily and our weekly kind of rhythm of life. And as I was praying through this and getting ready for masses this weekend, I felt like the Lord was saying to me and then wants to say to all of us, don't forget the gift that you have in being able to come and be with me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in our Adoration Chapel. And that, I think, is one of the most easily accessible ways that you and I can experience the promise that he's making here. And he wants it for us. He wants you to experience in your life his peace and his rest. It's not meant to be just a dream. It's not meant to be kind of a carrot that keeps you going and you never really get to. You just kind of keep chasing after it. No, he really wants this. And spending time with the Lord in his real presence in the Eucharist, because he's really there. You know, the bread and the wine truly become the body and the blood of the Lord. He's really present. And in our chapel, he's there all the time. Wednesdays through Saturday, we have the doors opened up in the tabernacle. The sacred host, Jesus, is there in the monstrance. But even outside of those days, he's constantly present there. He's waiting for us. He wants us to come and find that peace in him. You might be thinking, well, you know, that sounds nice, but can spending time, simply carving out a little bit of time with the Lord, can that really have that kind of effect in my life? Can the peace that he promises really be made real in my life? The answer is yes, absolutely. A couple years ago, the secular journal kind of slash magazine Psychology Today, they had an article where they asked the question, are there any real scientifically measurable benefits to prayer? And in this article, they pulled together some of the major big studies, and in it, they said, yes, the answer to the question is yes, and here are five scientifically supported benefits of prayer. Now, this is in a totally secular publication, and this only scratches the surface of the gifts that the Lord wants to give to us when we just carve out that time and we can sit with him in prayer and not just say our prayers, because that can be different than spending time in prayer and communion with him. But when our heart gets to be with his heart in the gift of the Eucharist, beautiful things happen. Here are the five things that this Psychology Today article mentions. First of all, for men and women who pray, there's a noticeably reduced amount of stress and negative effects of stress in their life. Those who pray are not as consumed by stress and the negative effects of stress as those who don't pray. And there were a number of research studies that bore that out. So that right there alone is a good reason to meet the Lord in prayer, that it beautifully counters the effects of stress. And that goes right to the heart of what the Lord's saying to us today. I want you to have that peace. Another one is that prayer improves one's self-control. And the way the article puts it is that men and women who pray seem to have a greater strength interiorly so that they're not as quickly sucked into the craziness of life around them. But there's a noticeable strength that they phrase as just self-control that allows one to navigate through the craziness of life. A third effect is, and this is not scientific language, but this is how they put it, prayer makes you nicer. Now, underneath of that is this, that there is a noticeably, a measurably diminished amount of aggression in men and women who pray regularly. So your aggression diminishes. The fruit of that then is you're just a nicer person. Like, that's a really good thing. Wouldn't it be great in the world that we live in? I mean, even just the driving, you know, this Baltimore-Washington corridor, like the driving's crazy. And the amount of aggression that can well up in us, the Lord wants us to be free from that. Another effect of prayer makes you more forgiving. Those who pray regularly tend to be more willing to forgive a spouse, another family member. So much of our lack of peace can come because we struggle with that ability to forgive. And then a final one is that this, the final of these five scientifically supported benefits of prayer, prayer increases the quality of your relationships with other people because prayer increases your readiness to trust one another, a spouse, a neighbor, a friend, a coworker. So these are just five things that even in the secular realm, research studies have shown, wow, those people who pray are different. And they really do seem to suffer less from the effects of stress. They're less aggressive. They tend to be quicker to forgive. They tend to be able to have a greater interior strength to get through the craziness of life. And they're more willing to trust others so that their relationships improve. This is only the tip of the iceberg because science can't measure those more hidden interior things that God does by way of His grace. But He wants this for you. He wants every single one of you to experience this. So here's my thought, is during these days of summer, when things hopefully are a little bit less busy, wouldn't this be a great time to act on your heart's desire to begin to build up that life of prayer that you've always wanted? In Lent, we always say, oh, this is the Lent I'm going to do it. But sometimes maybe Lent is just too crazy as well. But during these days of summer, wouldn't this be a great time to go ahead and download the app for your phone that lets your phone, your smartphone, be the key that unlocks the door to the narthex and into the chapel so that 24/7 you have the ability to come and just quietly sit with the Lord. Maybe it's going to be on the way to work. Maybe you get out of the house just 15 minutes earlier, 20 minutes earlier than normal to spend a little bit of time with the Lord here in the chapel. Maybe on your way home from work or later in the evening when things quiet down, or maybe just your rhythm of life is you're up at 2 a.m. You can come and you can spend time with the Lord at 2 or 3 in the morning. But this is a great time for us to allow the Lord to build up in us that habit of prayer so that we can experience the promise that He makes. He really means these words. But notice that He says to us, come to Me. Come to Me. You've got to be active in this. I love you, but you're free, and you need to cooperate with Me on this. And so I would say those words, come to Me, are beautifully inviting to come to Him in the chapel. He's waiting for you. In the chapel, we have in each of the hymnal racks and the pews in the Adoration Chapel, there's a Bible. There's a couple different books that have some really basic, simple meditations to offer when you're there with the Lord in case you kind of feel stuck, like, I don't know what to do when I pray. Always, there's the rosary. There's lots of beautiful ways that we can sit with the Lord and be present to Him and allow Him to fulfill these beautiful words that He really means for us. Come to Me, all you, every one of you who are weary, who are burdened with the heaviness of life, and let Me give you rest.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. We invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.